cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is September 15, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1947, RCA releases the 12AX7 vacuum tube. In 1948, the F-86 Sabre jet sets the world aircraft speed record at 671 miles per hour. On this day in 1950, the United States forces land at Incheon, Korea. In 1952, the United Nations gives Eritrea to Ethiopia. In 1959, Nikita Khrushchev becomes the first Soviet leader to visit the United States. In 1962, the Soviet ship Poltava heads towards Cuba, one of the events that sets into motion the Cuban Missile Crisis. In 1966, U.S. President Lyndon Johnson, responding to a sniper attack at the University of Texas at Austin, writes a letter to Congress urging the enactment of gun control legislation. In 1968, the Soviet Zond 5 spacecraft is launched. It becomes the first spacecraft to fly around the moon and re-enter the Earth's atmosphere. In 1972, a Scandinavian Airlines system domestic flights from Gothenburg to Stockholm is hijacked and flown to Malmö Bulltofta Airport. In 1974, Air Vietnam Flight 727 is hijacked, then crashes while attempting to land with 75 on board. In 1981, the Senate Judiciary Committee unanimously approves Sandra Day O'Connor to become the first female justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. In 1983, Israeli Premier Menachem Begin resigns his position. And on this day in 1987, United States Secretary of State George Shultz and Soviet Foreign Minister Edward Shevardnadze sign a treaty to establish centers to reduce the risk of nuclear war. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, September 15. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.